This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I see the Rays, Carver High, unveiled their new ballpark plans with a roof that'll cost $240 million. I take it that's a sliding roof that opens up like in Miami. They have the same feature, and I just wanted to add that despite all their fancy stadiums, no one goes to the ball games.
That stadium will never be built.
So this stadium, you believe, will never be built?
Correct.
The plans were unveiled today for their new stadium.
Good for them. He doesn't want to pay for it.
He wants the people to pay for it.
He's looking for investors. He actually said at the thing today, if anybody's interested, you can come see me.
Are you kidding? The ballpark features sliding glass walls that can be opened to give a more outdoor feel and a translucent, retractable roof. So even when it's closed, it won't feel quite so confining and shut off.
Don't worry, it'll never be confining or shut off because the place is never going to be filled.
Anyway, it's $1 billion. Anyway, back in February, they announced they'd settled on a possible location in Ybor City, a neighborhood of Tampa. Of course, Tropicana is in St. Petersburg, where I saw it was time for change. Stuart Sternberg floated a $150 million figure as a possible contribution from the team, a little short of the $1 billion price tag. So there you go.
Nothing like proposing $1 billion stadium for a team that is second to last in attendance.
Yep. I would no more invest in that or buy that or be a part of that than fly. No one goes to their games, and they never will. They never will. At Florida, no offense, but you can't even argue. You cannot argue at all about the pathetic Rays and Marlins organizations, which is exactly what they are. No one goes. And, I mean, let's face facts. I mean, I'll give you this. At least the Marlins won the World Series twice. They got it done with, they bought World Series championships, right? They just, they said, we're going to do it this one year. So I honestly believe that the 2003 World Series against the Yankees was not a bought ball
club. It was not. They had a lot of young players on that team. 97 team was straight bought.
Straight bought. But the 03 team with Miggy and all them was straight talent. It was young talent.
They had a lot, they had a lot of young. Josh Beckett.
What was the pitcher's name?
Josh Beckett.
No, the other one.
D-Train.
D-Train.
Right. But those were their guys, their homegrown guys. Here's my favorite quote from this whole fiasco.
Right.
Rays president Brian Ault said the team has no answers on how to pay for $892 million ballpark tab. Says it's a, quote, very compelling investment opportunity for everyone in the room and is open to creative funding. So basically, they showed you all this stuff today, and they don't want to pay for it. But if anybody wants to, jump on board and pay for it, by all means, come knock on the door, because we'll take you in.
We'd love to have you pay for our new stadium. That's crazy.
I don't think you're going to reach $892 million by starting a GoFundMe campaign.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.